Genesis chapter 2. This is what happened on day 7. Verse 1. And so God finished making the earth and the sky. He made everything in 6 days. And on day 7, God rested and he stopped making things. God made day 7 a special day. That means it was different from all the other days. God said, I have finished making everything now, and that is why I am resting from my work. God made the first man and put him into the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. This story is about what happened after the Lord God made the earth and the sky. At that time, the Lord God had not sent any rain to fall on the ground, and so nothing was growing yet. No grass or any kind of tree grew anywhere, and there weren't any people to dig the ground to get it ready for things to grow. But spring water came up from the earth and wet the ground. Then the Lord God took some ground and made a man from it. When he finished, God blew wind into the man's nose, and that wind made the man come alive. That is how the man became a living person. Then the Lord God made a garden on the east side, at a place called Eden. And then God put the man that he just made into the garden. The Lord God made lots of different trees to grow in that garden. They looked really nice, and they had fruit that was good to eat. And God put 2 special trees right in the middle of the garden. If anybody ate fruit from the first tree, they lived forever. And if anybody ate fruit from the second tree, they would know what is good and what is bad. There was a river that watered the Garden of Eden. It started from inside the garden, but after it left the garden, 4 different rivers came from it. The first river was called Pishon. It went across the country called Havilah, and in that country there was a lot of gold, and it was really good gold. In that country there was a pretty stone called onyx. And there were some trees that gave out a nice-smelling bush medicine. The second river was called the Gihon. It went everywhere across the country called Cush. The third river was called Tigris. It went along the east side of the country called Assyria. And the fourth river was called Euphrates. The Lord God put the man into the garden to dig the ground and to take care of everything. The Lord God said to the man, "You can eat fruit from any of the trees in this garden, but you must not eat fruit from the tree that lets people know what is good and what is bad. If you eat fruit from that tree, you will die." God made the first woman. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to live by himself. I am going to make a partner to help him with his work." So the Lord God took ground and made all the animals and all the birds. Then he took them to the man to find out what he would call them. Whatever the man called an animal, that was its name. So that is how every animal got its name. The man gave names to all the wild animals, all the quiet animals, and all the birds. The man's name was Adam. But when he looked around at all the animals and birds, he could not find the right kind of partner for himself. So the Lord God made the man go into a really deep sleep. And while he was asleep, God took out one of the man's rib bones and closed the hole in his side. Then the Lord God used that rib bone to make a woman. And when the man woke up, God took the woman to the man. The man looked at the woman and said, "Now I have a partner for myself. She was made from one of my bones. She has come from a man's body, so I am going to call her woman." Yes, God made the woman out of the man's body. This is why when a man gets married, he leaves his mother and father and lives with his wife. They join together, and it is like they are one body. The man and the woman did not have any clothes on, but they didn't feel any shame.